Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels, and tonight we're getting into the continuation from the last show on McKeesport corruption. Now, if you can recall from the last episode, McKeesport leaders have a lawsuit filed against them by PA coach who transported the students to school with numerous accusations. It's not some simple little lawsuit either. It involves the very swamp we talk about in Washington and in Harrisburg, only according to this suit, it's right here in our own communities, but we already knew that. Politicians, orders given, lies, violating people's rights, and using your power for political gain is nothing to scoff at, using the position of your power for political gain. Now, I've met a lot of great people in McKeesport, and my desire is to help these communities within our district, as it's always been my goal. Now, let's get back to the lawsuit and see how McKeesport leadership devised the plan, because we're going to see later how there's something they admitted to. But they devised a plan to retaliate against PA coach. Because why? Because he had a different political candidate in mind when he went to vote, and he discussed that publicly. So he was not for Mr. Brewster. He was for Ms. Ziccarelli. My instincts tell me that their solicitor had something to do with this plan and convinced them he would take care of it. I've worked with this guy before, and I know how he operates, so I wouldn't be surprised at all. But I'm not the judge or the jury. So now let's look back into this lawsuit again. When I left you last time, we had saw where they had already taken advantage of this guy and found their way to winning a lawsuit out of their contract. So following the election where Brewster ultimately won by 69 votes, and it was that's as close as it gets. I remember it dragging out, and there was, you know, lawyers involved and recounts, and it was really a long, drawn-out, probably very expensive battle. But this lawsuit's accusing the school district, McKeesport School District, at the behest of Senator Brewster and Mayor Sirepko, to embark on a calculated plan to retaliate against PA coach and its president, David Sunstein, for refusing to support Senator Brewster politically. Again, here we go with, you know, backroom tactics and lies from the very people we're supposed to trust. So the way they got out of that contract, because they were under contract, they had to think of a way to make the company look like they breached their contract. Okay, so this lawsuit says that the McKeesport School District overreported to a considerable degree the number of students requiring transportation services in the district. So basically, they inflated the numbers that they reported to Pennsylvania Coach. And they did this in order to force PA Coach to make available far more buses and drivers than were actually necessary to transport the students using their services. By knowingly inflating the numbers of the students and refusing to make any accommodation for the nationwide bus shortage, the school district manufactured a controversy so that it could haul PA Coach into court seeking multiple injunctions to force PA Coach to transport all the reporting students to school, despite the fact that the school district knew that neither PA Coach or any other student transportation provider had sufficient drivers to meet their demands. The number of students reported far exceeded the number of students who actually required transportation. So you see where they're going here. They're feeding the bus company false numbers. The bus company's saying, hey, we've never had those numbers from your school before. Now we're in the middle of a crisis with, you know, bus shortages. There's no other company that can keep up with the same at the same pace or accommodate you for what you've asked. So they use that crisis, that manufactured crisis, to file suit against PA Coach and to drag them into court to get out of the contract. So they are, I mean, they devised a plan. This isn't one person. Someone had to get together and talk about this. And they devised a plan that is going to cost a lot of money just to get out of this contract because this guy didn't support Brewster. Just unbelievable to the extent that these politicians go for power. I mean, a job that pays under 100 grand a year, you're going to spend millions on to get in. I mean, that tells me there's nothing but corruption. So they dragged them into court under these false representations that they could not provide transportation to all of the McKee Sports students. Those representations were based on student lists created by McKee Sport School District that were falsely inflated and thereby fraudulent. PA Coach was losing money operating the contract under the false premise created by the school district. So ultimately, the school in the lawsuit, they ruled in favor of the school based on PA Coach not being able to transport the amount of students and have enough drivers and buses for the students that they requested, McKee Sport requested. So once McKee Sport achieved this goal and got out of the contract, and in the face of public pressure from parents and further investigation, they admitted, the school district admitted, that it had been inflating its student transportation numbers. Wow. I mean, is that a bombshell or what? This is the kind of stuff that's going on, folks. This is the kind of stuff that we have to stop. These elected officials are doing what they want behind our backs and smiling at us the whole way and shaking our hand and kissing babies. And it's a bunch of bull, and we know it. They finally have gotten caught, in my opinion. So once McKee Sport provided PA Coach with the correct number of students before the school year started, PA Coach would have had, they would have been able to transport all students without difficulty. Now, once the school admitted that they inflated the numbers, PA Coach was able to use nine fewer buses and transport all McKee Sport school district students with additional drivers available as substitute. So they inflated their numbers by 9 busloads. Are you kidding me? Come on. This is insane. Just to retaliate against the guy that didn't want to support Brewster. Look, I get people that don't want to vote for me. I don't hold that against them. People have the right to vote for who they want. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. They have the right to vote for who they want, and they should not have any fear of reprisal. That's what we call it in the military. If you turn a senior officer in for something they did wrong and they come at you, that's reprisal. And you don't have that fear. You're able to turn in or make a report without that fear of reprisal. Because if there is, the hammer comes down swiftly. And that's the same thing that should happen here in the civilian world, especially here in the civilian world. We elect these people to office hoping they're going to do what we elected them to do, and they just turn their backs on us every time. And when they are looking at us, like I said, they're smiling while someone's stuffing their pocket behind them. Now, here's something interesting. They also refused to take any steps to work with PA Coach or to make any accommodations to the nationwide crisis and shortage of bus drivers, including expanding the zone which students were required to walk to school. In other words, when they hit them with this significant amount of students, PA coach still tried to work with them and said, maybe we can change the pickups and we can grab more students or whatever it takes to accommodate you. But they refused that, dragged them to court, and then, you know, won the lawsuit under false pretenses. Now, if you remember from last week, I left you with two topics of discussion. One, the first one was, as stated in the lawsuit, Mr. Sunstein was told by McKee Sports School District board member that because he was not supporting Senator Brewster for Senate, no one on the McKee Sports School District school board would help PA coach get or keep drivers, regardless of whether it resulted in their students losing transportation, which just shows in the utmost disregard for the students and the parents and everybody within the school district. Now, following their win in court and the cancellation of the contract, McKeesport hired new services through another transportation provider. What's interesting is that provider can't even keep up with the numbers they have now, and they're having issues. Now, the interesting point to that is McKee Sports School District's not going after them. They haven't filed a lawsuit on them, but they did against PA coach. Maybe the owner of this new company supports Brewster, you know, because that's how it works, I guess. Now, the lawsuit also claims that the school district's targeting of Mr. Sunstein and PA coach is part of a pattern of systemically targeting employees, contractors, and even students whose opinions do not align politically with those of Senator Brewster, Mr. Sirepko, and the rest of them. They use in his example superintendent at the time, Mark Holtzman. They believe that he was forced out and targeted and harassed until he removed himself or was forced out in the summer of 22. And that's based on Dr. Holtzman refusing to kowtow politically to Senator Brewster and Sirepko. And he continued to try to engage with Mr. Sunstein, with PA coach, about busing and transporting the students. And they didn't like that. So I would imagine there was some pressure there. At least that's what the lawsuit is stating. If you remember the second point that I left you with last week, it was that the McKeesport School District refused to permit 11 district students from forming a black student union because one of the students' mothers was running for McKeesport mayor against Mr. Sirepko, who is the mayor of McKeesport. And I also mentioned that the school district ultimately was sued by the ACLU and reached a settlement with the ACLU and the students involved, which proves their guilt once again. First, they feed them fake numbers. They lie about it all the way through court to get removed from a contract illegally, and then they admitted that they lied about the numbers. And then they keep students from progressing because one of the parents is in opposition to their beliefs or to what they stand for. It's absolutely unacceptable. Now, they retaliated against this guy, and they violated his First and his 14th Amendment. And that's what these guys are going after. They're going after a lot of things. But his First and 14th Amendment, you know, Mr. Sunstein has the right to choose whether to support political candidates based on his own personal preference. And you shouldn't be retaliated for against that. McKee Sport providing false information and taking it through the courts. Now, I'm not going to go through every part of this lawsuit because there is, like I said, a lot of legalese in it. But another mention here I want to bring to you, in executing its scheme to cancel the transportation agreement, the school district was acting under the color of state law, meaning beyond their legal authority, beyond their scope. What they did was illegal. They knew that engineering a breach of the transportation agreement violated the constitutional rights of Mr. Sunstein and PA Coach. Their conduct constitutes misuse of power possessed solely by virtue of state law and made possibly only by McKee Sport School District is cloaked with the authority of state law. His political speech is protected, and it was trampled on by elected officials and people that think they're above the law. Some of the other counts that are included in this are fraud, abuse of process, defamation, and civil conspiracy. I have to say, this is huge. And there should be a lot of people talking about this. Now, the reason I do this is to keep elected officials from deceiving us as much as they do. Nobody is ever held accountable for the crimes they commit, so they keep pushing their luck. Why is that? Because they know that they can get away with it. We the people need to completely understand what our elected leaders do behind the scenes. There are laws in place to ensure this happens, but they break those laws regularly. Research PA Sunshine laws and get familiar with how they're supposed to act. When they don't do what they're supposed to do, it's up to us, the people, to make sure they get back on track or to replace them. Most of the politicians currently in office know how to work the system to their benefit and forget about why they're in that position to begin with. Now, I have no problems exposing the truth and ensuring the people know what's taking place. However, if you remain silent with the news I'm sharing, nothing will be solved and this will all be in vain. Corruption and the good old boy clubs must be put out to pasture, along with the 1950s and the tactics used back then, like intimidation, retaliation, and harm, whether it be physical or monetarily. You know, all these politicians have to do is be honest and open, but it seems like that's asking too much. And let's not forget, they work for us. We don't work for them. We have the right to demand transparency from every single one of them, and don't let them tell you different. So thank you all for listening. I appreciate you tuning in. I also appreciate the great feedback I'm getting. And please keep the information flowing to me so that I can in turn relate it to the masses. Until next time, fair winds and following seas.